Here.
Chris Babcock?
Here.
Carol?
Here.
Chelsea?
Here.
Brenda?
Here.
Chris Emmerich?
Here in the Anchorage office.
Angela? Angela? Justine?
I'm here.
And Paul Brunholt is absent. He's attending our position in Seattle.
Yeah. So he's excused. Hey, we have quorum, right?
Hey, Mayor Osterbeck, you guys are going to have to speak up really loud. We could hear you guys this morning, but we can barely hear you now.
Really? I don't think that will make any difference. They're changing it. Okay. So we talk like this for, okay?
Yeah, Alvin, you know, talking your voice, you know, that has authority, son.
Who signed? Angela, did you sign on?
I did, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll try it and see. Does anybody else have a problem hearing us?
Yeah, hear.
No.
Okay. So.
And they turn up their volume on the pointer?
You guys got your volumes over Ginkgo turned up, right?
We're up all the way. We even tried to see if we can put an external speaker on it, and you can't. You guys were booming this morning. I don't know what happened now.
Well, we were
using a telephone.
Yeah, we were using a regular telephone because our system wouldn't work this morning. So maybe we'll have to look into this. So we do have a quorum. So we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order at 3:03. So I want to go through and find out who we have in each location, too. So, King Cole, who do you have there?
There's Chris, Warren, Brenda, Henry, and myself.
Okay, thank you. Nelson Lagoon?
No, Mr. Mayor, there's nobody else here. There's nobody else here, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Well, is anybody in Falls Pass, Chris?
Yeah, there's people there, but they wouldn't be thrown to the meeting anyway, so just pretend I'm there, Alvin.
Okay, I'll pretend you're over there. How about Akatan?
Just me. I'm all by my lonesome.
Okay. Cole Bay?
Just myself, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Anchorage.
Mayor Osterbeck, we have Charlotte Levy, Amber Yusufovich.
Oh, good.
I got it. Mary Tachi, Laura Tannis, Chris Emmerich, of course, John Gregoire from Professional Growth Systems, and myself, Annie Bailey.
Okay. Thank you. So we need to adopt the agenda. So we need a motion. Carol?
I move to adopt it, but I'd like to do an amendment to it if possible or a request.
Yes.
I'd like to pull Introduction Ordinance 18-08 from the consent agenda and move it to number 8 on the ordinance section.
Okay. Can we get a second?
I'll second that.
Second.
Josie? Okay, so we have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda with the one change to move 1808 to under ordinances, item number 8. Any others? Hearing none? Do we need there's no objection, then the agenda stands with the amendment. So, well, I already did. I guess I did the community roll call, other thing. But do we have any public comments on any of the agenda items at the beginning of the meeting? Okay. Hearing none. We've got the January 11th minutes of the assembly meeting. We need a motion.
Make a motion. This is Chris Babcock.
Thank you, Chris.
Second, Brenda.
Thanks, Brenda. Does anybody have any corrections or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes will stand as written. Item 5, financial report. I'll give this to you, Annie.
All right, Mayor Oster, back and Assembly members, before you are the financials for January 2018. Currently,
Annie.
Yes.
Hang on a second. I'm out of whack again. Oh, so we need a motion. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second, Chris Babcock.
Okay. Now we can go into, you can explain, Annie, and then we can go into discussion.
All right, Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly, before you are the financials for January 2018. There is nothing out of the ordinary on these. Everything's on track. At the work session we are planning on having in February, at the end of this month, on February 28th, we'll be going over these line by line to explain to the Assembly exactly what is coming out of these accounts. But with that, I think we're on track. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Okay. Thank you. So Assembly, you have the report in front of you. Anybody have any questions? Hearing none, call the question on the motion.
Dolce. Dolce, Shengen?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, it's hard to hear.
Was that a yes on the motion?
It's a motion to approve the January financial report.
Yes.
Chris Emmerich?
Yes.
Brenda?
Brenda had to take a call. Get a vote there, Brent?
Yes.
Brenda, yes.
Thank you. Carol?
Yes.
Chris Beckrock?
Yes.
Ward?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Motion carries. And in your packet, you have the December investment report. Does anybody have any questions on the investment report?
Move to approve this, Brenda.
Second.
So, on the investment report, it's just there for your information and review. We don't need a motion on it. But thank you. Staff, Annie, did you have anything you wanted to add to the investment report? Just leave it alone.
Well, I guess Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly, before you said December 31st report or period ending December 31st, 2017, there was an increase of $417,000 roughly from the last report that was given in November 2017. Once again, at the work session on February 28th, we'll have Alaska Permanent Capital Management come and discuss this in greater detail. But with that, if you have any questions, please let me know.
And we did get a, or I got an email anyway this morning from our investment folks on the roller coaster that the stock market's doing right now, and they don't really seem too concerned about it on the short term. So just keep watching it, I guess, to see what they say. Okay. Item 6, the consent agenda. We need a motion and a second to approve.
Move to approve, Brenda.
I'll second it.
Okay, second by Carol. So, Annie, you want to walk through each of these before we vote on them?
Yes, Mayor Osterbach and Assembly. Before you are quite a few items on the consent agenda. I'm going to go through them each individually and then stop to see if you have any questions. So with that, I will start with introduction of Ordinance 1806, which is for records management. This ordinance is for us to put a public records management program into place. Before starting a public records program, the Assembly needs to pass an ordinance, which is here for introduction before you, designating the clerk as a records manager. Ordinance 1806 will also, will take responsibility for retention schedules, inactive storage, disposal process, protection of archival records, identifying and protecting vital records as well. So this is the approval to allow us to put this into place. At a later date, we will have a resolution before you that details more of the which provides a more detailed description of what we need to keep and what we need to destroy and the timelines, like if we keep it for a year, 2 years, 6 months, indefinitely, and things like that, but that will come before the Assembly at a later date. Anyone have any questions on that? Okay, moving on. So we've got the introduction of Ordinance 1807. This ordinance is authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute the assignment, assumption, and consent of Tidelands lease for False Path Seafoods, LLC, to assume the Tidelands lease between Bering Pacific Seafoods, LLC, and the Aleutians East Borough. So this is essentially kind of a housekeeping item, but BPS has been bought out by Trident Seafoods and Apicta, and they've formed False Path Seafoods. This ordinance will allow False Path Seafoods to assume the Tidelands lease that currently exists for the steel pile dock located in the False Path Harbor. Anyone have any questions on that? Okay, so introduction to Ordinance 1808 has been moved to the ordinance section, so I'll wait to talk about that at that time, so I'm going to move to Resolution 18-24. Bear with me one moment so I can get there in my packet. So Resolution 18-24 is amending Section 9.05 of the Aleutians East Borough Employee Handbook. The Assembly had requested that we provide raises to employees. So this, as some of you know, we do have an employee handbook, and Section 9.05 discusses the annual evaluations and salary adjustments. This is shown in Exhibit A in your packet. So on number C, or letter C, in the past it was just a merit-based pay adjustment, but it didn't give anybody any guidance of what that entailed. So what is before you and is proposed is kind of a merit-based longevity increase, where employees would become eligible for a one-time 2.5% merit-based pay increase on the 10th, 15th, 20th, and 25th year of borough employment. And this will be given after a performance evaluation has occurred. There still are other opportunities for employees to get merit-based increases that are based off of tangible professional milestones, such as completing
educational courses, degrees, or certifications, and things of that nature. But that is up to the mayor's sole discretion, up to the cost of living adjustment. Anything beyond the cost of a living adjustment would be, go before the assembly for approval. With that, does anyone have any questions?
This is Brenda. On 1824 and 1825, is the wording going to be fixed on there? Everything is sort of spread apart.
Yes, assembly member. Okay. Well, from that was that's just how the program converted it. It just made the typing look different.
Okay. And then on 1807, I'm sorry, I don't mean to go back.
That's okay.
Mayor Osterbach, but 1807, it says on there, the ordinance authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute the assignment. Mm-hmm. Is that D supposed to be there? Executed? On the actual ordinance?
No, we can take that off. That we can do that as a clerical error.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry,
for pointing
I don't
me.
Mean to be picky, but
nope.
Thank you.
I just got that. Thank you.
Okay, this is Josie. As long as we're on misspellings, I just wanted to point out 1806 ordinance. 1806 on page 1 is misspelled as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are these the spaces? Are we talking about the spaces?
No. On 1807, on the title, the extra D on executed needs to come out. It should say negotiate and execute.
Oh.
All right, so I'm going to move on to Resolution 1825, which is before you. It's authorizing the salary increase for the borough clerk. The borough clerk serves at the pleasure of the borough assembly. The borough clerk has not received a salary increase for several years, other than the borough-wide cost of living adjustment. So before you is a resolution authorizing the salary increase of $10,000, and this is kind of mirrors the merit-based pay adjustment that I discussed in the Resolution 18-24. Any questions on that? Okay, so next is Resolution 18-26. This is a resolution authorizing a deed of easement to the City of Accutan for the Accutan Raw Water Transmission Line project. The City of Accutan and ANTHC are in the process of designing and constructing a new water transmission system for the city's water utility. This project consists of replacing the raw water transmission line and other components of the impoundment dam to complete a series of upgrades to the utility. The construction is scheduled for this summer. But a portion of the transmission line is designed across the borough property right next to the Accutan School, so they need an easement in order to complete the project. So before you is an easement for approval. This doesn't need to go through the ordinance process, so it's presented as a resolution.
Annie?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Mayor? Yes, could we go back to the ordinance before on salaries? How about the financial officer? Was that discussed?
So, Assemblymember Gunderson, that is addressed in the merit-based increase, and that is something that Mayor Osterbach can do internally. And a resolution isn't required that for that, but that would be addressed in that process.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. So before you now is Resolution 18-27, approving the projects and initiatives identified on the borough strategic plan. Earlier today, we had a work session, and we went into great detail into the strategic plan presented before you. John Gregoire from Professional Growth Systems is here as well, but this essentially outlines all the strategic initiatives that were discussed in December, and we spent hours planning out the one-year strategic plan for each project with the goal of reaching a one-year target. With that, I have John here if you have any additional questions or if you need more of an explanation. Okay. So the last one is Resolution 18-28, requesting the Alaska Legislature to prioritize funding for the continued service of the Alaska Marine Highway System. Mary and I received numerous emails from Swampsea requesting support on this. So this resolution requests the Alaska Legislature to prioritize funding that will maintain the current level of AMHS service, and it will also request the Alaska Legislature to consider investing in the AMHS to forward fund the system to result in an even more reliable system that will attract more ridership. With that, does anyone have any questions? Okay, Mayor Osterbach, I think I've gone through all of them.
Okay, thank you, Annie. And if there's no other questions on the consent agenda, you want to call the roll? Tina?
Chris Emmerich?
Yes.
Chris Babcock?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Jolte?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Motion carries. And I'd like to thank the Assembly for their patience in us getting the Resolution 1824 and 1825 completed. I know we're a month or so late on it, but we got it done. So, again, thank you. So, we're down to Item 7, Public Hearings. So, we've got Public Hearing on Ordinance 1804. So, I need a motion and a second.
So moved, it's Brenda.
Okay, motion by Brenda.
Josie.
Second by Josie. Okay, so at this time we'll open the public hearing on Ordinance 1804, which is amending Title 40, Chapter 40.05 of the AEB Code of Ordinances, adding a new section 40.05.105 to provide a planning board. Annie, maybe you want to expound on it a little before we go into the public hearing.
Yes, Mayor Osterbach and Assembly, as Mayor Osterbach stated, Ordinance 1804 is before you. This is establishing or changing the code to allow the Assembly to be the planning board. As it's currently worded, the Planning Commission is the planning board, and that is currently inactive or sometimes it's unable to meet. So this ordinance would allow the Assembly to allow us to approve class.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, we'll close the public comment period. Assembly, have any comments? Hearing none, call the roll.
Chris Babcock?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Chris Emmerich?
Warren?
Yes. Josie?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion carries. Before us now, we have a public hearing on Ordinance 1805, amending the operating and capital budget for fiscal year 2018. We need a motion and a second.
Motion approved. This is Brenda.
Motion by Brenda. Second.
I'll second it.
Okay, second by Carol. Before we go into the public hearing, Annie?
Yes, Mayor Osterback and Assembly. Before you, Ordinance 1805, amending the operating capital budget for the Volusia East Borough fiscal year 2018. This is our mid-year budget adjustments. Before you, and what's shown here in the ordinance are three adjustments. One is for the audit expenditure increase in the amount of $10,000. So the audit expenses are increased from $50,000 to $60,000. The second is a salary adjustment to reflect the current salary of the assistant administrator. And then the third is to add or proposal to add a vehicle line item to Department 900, other, in the amount of $40,000 to purchase a truck for the maintenance department. Other items not shown in the ordinance because they're done in the project contingency area is three items that have already previously been approved by the assembly, which include the Sandpoint School electrical work, the Sandpoint Harbor Float A design, and the Cole Bay Preschool, and two items that we're proposing moving some project contingency line item funds to are for a false pass school assessment in the amount of $50,000 and a King Cove school assessment in the amount of $50,000. With that, if anyone has any questions.
Okay, so the public hearing is open on Ordinance 1805. Any public comment? Hearing none. Assembly, any comments? Hearing none. Call the roll, please.
Carol.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes, ma'am.
Chris Babcock.
Yes.
Warren.
Yes.
Dolce.
Yes.
Chris Embridge?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Chandler?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, motion carries. We're down to item 8, ordinances. So we have the ordinance before us that was pulled off the consent agenda, which is an introduction ordinance, 1808, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a sideline lease to False Pass Seafoods, LLC for the Alpha Line to be used to construct a False Pass processing facility. So we need a motion and a second to bring on floor and schedule.
Brenda, move to approve.
Second.
Hi, Chris Emmerich?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. We have Ordinance 1808 on the floor. As this was pulled due to an amendment, should we have Annie?
Annie can explain.
Yeah. Annie, would you explain the reason why it was pulled?
Yes, Mayor Osterback in Assembly. This ordinance is kind of a housekeeping item. We, as I mentioned earlier, DPS has been purchased by another entity, which is now called False Pass Seafoods, LLC. In the past, we did have a Tidelands lease for their outfall line. However, it wasn't approved by ordinance, so now we need to bring that before the Assembly for approval. One of the mistakes in here that we noticed after this was posted is in the first whereas, the property description was not accurate. So I'm asking for a motion to so I could change that property description into the what it actually is. And with that, I guess, I think, Carol, you might have the language for that.
Yeah, I do. Okay, are we ready? Okay, whereas False Pass Seafoods LLC, FPS, has requested the Aleutian G. Spurrell lease approximately, cross it out, the 6720 square feet, and we're adding 500 feet in length and 20 feet in width in the southeast corner of section 28P.61S.R94W, Seward Meridian, USGS, Quad Map, False Pass, D5, latitude 54.8626 degrees, north longitude 163.4142 degrees west in False Pass, Alaska, of the Burrell Tidelands within Alaska Timeline Survey number 1611 at False Pass Harbor, as generally depicted on the attachment Exhibit A.
Okay, we need a second to Carol's motion.
Second is Brenda.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. If there's no other discussion, we need a vote on the amendment.
Schulte.
Yes.
Chris Emmerich.
Yes.
Chris Babcock.
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda? Brenda?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So the amendment carries. Now we're back to the main amended motion. The schedule, right? We have a motion on the floor. So it's just to be scheduled at the next.
Correct. Now it's amended now. We're on the roll call for the main motion, basically accepting the ordinance.
So do we?
I need a roll call.
Okay, so we're going to do a roll call on the main motion, which will be scheduled at our next regular meeting.
Once again, Chris Babcock.
Yes.
Brenda.
Yes.
Carol.
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Chris Emmerich?
Yes.
Schulte?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we'll see that again second Thursday of next month.
Mayor Ostabach? Brenda?
Yes.
Could I have a little housekeeping on page 37 of that on number 14, selling a forfeiture of lease payment? F-O-R-F-E-I-T-U-R. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We don't have any other resolutions. We don't have any new old business, new business. So we're down to reports and updates. So I'll have Annie lead off on this one.
Yes, Mayor Osterbach and Assembly. My report's in the packet, but I'll give you a brief update on what's been going on. On January 22nd, the King Cove Corporation and U.S. Interior Secretary Zinke signed a land exchange that allows the community to establish reliable overland access to Cold Bay. Now that that agreement has been signed, the Interior and King Cove Native Corporation will begin identifying lands of equal value to be exchanged between the two entities to construct the road. Mayor Osterbach and Laura Tanis and I from the borough got to be there, and it was a very emotional, very exciting day, so I can't be happier for everyone involved. While in D.C., Mayor Osterbach, our borough lobbyist Brad Gilman, and I also met with the U.S. Department of Transportation to discuss the Essential Air Service Program in Accutan, and we also met with the Army Corps of Engineers to discuss the Accoon Dock and Breakwater Feasibility Study. And we did have separate meetings with the Alaska delegation to discuss False Pass Harbor litigation as well. Right after that, we flew to Juneau, and a group of us met with the Speaker of the House, Edgman, Governor Walker, Commissioner Lucan, and a bunch of other folks. Our focus was on the King Cove Cold Bay Road, but we also discussed the limited entry salmon permit and the Cold Bay construction project and the Coon Breakwater Cop project, which were our two CAPSIS projects that we submitted to the legislature. Mayor Osterbach also testified in front of the House Fisheries as well. As many of you know, that on January 31st, nine environmental groups led by Friends of Alaska Wild Refuges filed a complaint in federal court naming Secretary Zinke and his agency and U.S. Fish and Wildlife as defendants. There's a link in the packet if you guys want to read the ADN article, and also a link to the lawsuit if you're interested in reading about that more. Any questions so far before I continue? Okay, so a hovercraft update. Our maritime attorney that we have hired and Keith are still working on this purchase and sale agreement. I've been told I'll get it by the end of today, so I hope when I get back to my desk it's sitting there in my inbox. All the logistics are being arranged to transport the hovercraft as of right now. The plan is that the hovercraft will be leaving or departing Accutan on February 25th. So we're working really closely with all the parties involved to make sure that this goes as seamless as possible. The borough strategic plan, you saw the product that came out of numerous meetings. Mayor Osterbach, Mary, and I met with PGS on the 29th and went over the final items that were presented before you. And then there's the budget work session that we have scheduled for February 28th. I've got APCM, Newhouse, and Vogler coming to present to the Assembly. And just a couple of reminders, Swampsea's coming up on March 1st and 2nd. And other than that, I'm just continuously doing day-to-day operations. So with that, if you have any questions.
Anyone have any questions for Annie?
Yes, this is Josie. Where's the work session going to be? Is that going to be at the borough office or down at the Captain Cook?
Assemblymember Shangan, it will be here at the Anchorage office.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for Annie?
Hey, Annie, this is Chris Babcock. I was trying to bring up that link to the lawsuit complaint, but it's not going anywhere.
Okay. What I can do is make sure I've got the right one in there, and I'll work with Laura Tanis to get that to you. I apologize if that didn't work.
Any other questions for Annie? Hearing none. Thank you, Annie, for your report. Mary?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly. My report is in your packet for review. Just a couple things of note. Obviously, the strategic planning initiative went well and the resolution was approved, so we're real happy with that that product, and we're excited to get working on all those projects that were identified. Cold Bay Clinic, I did submit the letter of intent to the Rasmussen Foundation. That was for $375,000. That's the request that hopefully we're going to be able to apply for their grant program for Tier 2. We also submitted the clinic for CAPSIS this year at $500,000. So we're hopeful that maybe the state will consider that this year as one of their projects for funding. And of course, the clinic is on our strategic plan. So in the next year, mostly we're going to be looking at funding. I'll be working with the City of Cold Bay and EAT to determine funding partners, where we can get money from, and applying for any grants that might become available. So anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Helicopter, we had a total, a little bit over 200 people this past month in January fly the helicopter. Mail and freight was at a little bit over 11,000 pounds. We had one medevac, and we had 8 charters in January. They have been down the last couple of days. We're monitoring that and making sure that once it's operational, people can get in and out easily. I've also been working on a number of personnel items, as I mentioned last month. Those are starting to wrap up, so we'll take care of those. And I have been helping Annie with the hangar logistics for getting the hovercraft sold and out the door. So the other items of note, we put out an RFP for an auditing service. So those proposals will be due next week. We've already had interest from 8 or 9 different companies. So once we get those back and once we can review those as a staff, then we'll put a recommendation to the Assembly at the next meeting for a contract approval. We're still working on the MOU with the school district for maintenance. That's something that we've been working on for a couple of months, but with a new mayor on board and with a new maintenance director on board, we're revisiting that. So, again, that's something that we're looking at one more time, and once we're ready to put that for the assemblies, we will do so. I guess that's pretty much it for me at this point, so if anyone has any questions, let me know. Thanks.
Mary, I have a question for you. On the 8 charters, so were the charters because of flights that were chartered into Akun and then people moved?
Yes, Mayor Osterbeck, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Anyone have questions for Mary? Okay, thank you, Mary. Laura?
Yes, thank you, Mayor Osterbeck and members of the Assembly. This is Laura. In my report that is before you, I talk a little bit about our trip to Washington, D.C., where we had, as Annie mentioned, the mayors and administrators from the borough, Cold Bay, and King Cove. Also, those who traveled there included Elliott Corporation President Thomas Mack, as well as Governor Walker and Lieutenant Governor Malott. There was a signing ceremony at the Interior Department with Ryan Zinke, the secretary. Following that, there was a press conference for the national media, which included the Washington Post, New York Times, and others. And then later in the day, there was a press conference for the Alaska media. Stories that followed that include the Washington Post. Excuse my voice. I think I'm losing my voice. The New York Times, Washington Examiner, Cordova Times, Associated Press, The Hill, Politico. There was probably about 19 or 20 of them, probably more than that because the Associated Press also had multiple stories across the country about this. And as Annie mentioned, after the lawsuit, there were also many stories that followed that. We put out a brief press release on that in response to that. And besides that, I worked on a couple in the loops. One of them included our press release the day of the signing, and the other included numerous stories from the planning session, presentations made, and I'm going to follow up with the strategic plan once the assembly approves that. And other than that, some miscellaneous projects, working on some research for Mayor Osterbach on his limited entry salmon permit proposal and white paper and comparing it to Washington State's. They had a number of different bills over the years where they changed their program. And at one time, they had the operator and then an unlimited number of alternate operators. Then they later changed it to just two alternate operators. So that was kind of interesting. Other than that, basically working with media, providing them with information on the King Cove Road, the lawsuit, but also there was a freelance writer who contacted myself and Tina, wanted some photos for USA Today, who was doing an article on sailing the ferry through the Aleutians. So that was pretty interesting. I'm going to be working on another In the Loop soon, so if anyone has any stories that they would like to let me know about that's going on in their communities, I'm happy to hear about it. And that's about it for now. Any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Any questions for Laura? Hearing none. Thank you for your report. Ernie usually gives a report, but as you know, North Pacific Council is meeting, so he's in Seattle participating in the meetings down there. But his report, I believe, is in the packet for the assembly. I guess I'll add a couple of things on the permit. You know, in the last meeting we had, the assembly passed a resolution supporting mentoring a second name on a permit. I did get a chance to talk to Governor Walker on it a couple times. Once, when we had lunch in Washington, D.C., I got to talk to him and his staff a little, and then had Laura send all the information that we had gathered up and produced to his staff, so he had it. So when we got to Juneau and met with him there, that they were up to speed on it, and he seemed interested in working on something. Currently there's a bill, I think it's House Bill 188, which I testified on at the Fisheries Committee. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere or not. It's a little bit different than what I was looking at. But this is what they call the second year of the legislative session. They started on it last year, so if it doesn't go anywhere this year, the author of it, Representative Tompkins, said that he would be open to looking at different scenarios to try and pursue something on it. And after testifying to the Fisheries Committee, Bruce Shockley, who's been around a long time, he's out of the Kodiak area, actually he made the Highliner of the Year Award this year. He was one of the three that got it. But apparently he tried working on this also sometime in the recent past. And when he was in Stute's office, she gave him a copy of mine, told him to read mine, and then he got a hold of me. And we did have Ernie, Laura, myself, did a teleconference and discussed some of the things that he had in the one that he was proposing to see how we could work together possibly and come up with something. So we did, I had some concerns on some of the things that he had in his. He had some concerns on mine. We talked them over and decided that we would keep going forward and keep talking to each other. And at the same time, the UFA executive director and their lobbyist was also in that hearing. And after I had left there, they sent me an invitation to their board meeting, which is on the 28th of February, to talk to their full board in Juneau, but which I would really have liked to have done, but it's just conflicts with our budget meeting and then with Swampsea afterwards. So I asked them, you know, that if maybe at a later date I could come and talk to their board possibly. So we'll see on that. So Mayor Henry Mack and I, as we went through the offices in Juneau, to the different legislative offices, Fisheries Committee folk, some of their staffers that we met with, both of us, you know, talked about the idea that I had and that King Cove had also written a resolution and passed it in support of what we're trying to do. So I think between Henry and myself, they've got a pretty good idea of where we want to go. So we're just going to keep pursuing it and gathering information. I'm trying to see exactly what the state of Washington did and why they did it to get to where they are today, to see if it would play into any of this. And Laura, as she said, she's working on gathering that. Also, the Fisheries Committee, once I explained to them that Washington had one, their staff is also looking into what the state of Washington had done. And oh, and another thing is they had recommended maybe that we start writing a bill. So between our Juneau lobbyists and the Anchorage staff, I think we're going to go forward with it and see if we can draft up at least the first pass at a bill that maybe we could have introduced later. So anyway, I guess more or less just to let you know that we're working on it, and we're going to keep pursuing it and see what happens here later on. So that's all I have. If anybody has any questions for me. All right. So, assembly comment. Now if you can.
I got a comment here, Mayor Osterbeck.
Yes.
I know it seemed like the last several meetings we've been changing things around on the agenda, ordinances and stuff. Why are we putting everything under consent agenda if it's an ordinance? How come we're not putting it under the ordinance section on our agenda so we don't have to change our agenda?
Basically, items that we feel are non-controversial and like first reading ordinances, which basically are just scheduling, we just put them under a consent agenda. And as you see, I have Annie go through them during the regular meeting for each one. But in the beginning of the meeting, it gives the assembly a chance to pull any of them if they have questions on them. So it's basically something the assembly adopted years ago to speed up the meeting, so you don't have to walk through each and every one of them and have a motion, a second, and a hearing on it and go forward. So basically it's a time-saving measure on items that at the time when we put the agenda together that we feel are non-controversial and would just go through. But it gives you the opportunity to pull one if you have questions on it. Okay?
Okay, thanks. You explained it. Thank you very much.
Any other assembly comments? Hearing none. Public comments. Any public out there?
Mayor Alvin, Henry here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alvin. On behalf of the city, I want to thank you and Annie and Laura from the borough. The support that was shared down in D.C. and Juneau. It was good to be with you guys and just being in that room in D.C. with all those folks from all walks of life showing great support for the signing of the land exchange between Zinke and Della. That was an awesome experience. We have a lot of support, and I thank the Assembly and the Borough for the continuation of supporting this project. And it was good also to see also when we were down there how much you and Annie were involved with meeting folks on the Accutan issue, the CAS that could help out the project out there and the clinic in Cold Bay, which are all needed projects with the borough. So we support those with you folks. But thanks again. And I don't know if you or Annie got an email from Gary or not, but we would sure like to have a visit with you guys on the phone pertaining to the group that Gary is recommending to start to keep the project going. It's starting to get legal here now, so hopefully we can do that tomorrow or by next week early anyway. So appreciate Cold Bay showing up at the meeting, Sue. What a great support that was from Mayor Daly and Angela from over there. So thanks, everybody.
You bet. Thank you for the words there, Mayor Mack. And I guess just one thing to add to that, when we were down at the signing, they Della signed the documents and the Secretary of Interior Zinke signed them. So Della took one pen back with her, and then the Lieutenant Governor had the pen that Zinke used, which he turned over to me to give to Mayor Stanleyback for his efforts and time that he spent in moving this project along. So anyway, that is in the Anchorage office, and I let Stanley know, so he could pick that up when he goes out. And he has it in the office. So yeah, that was a good meeting, and recognition was given to Mayor Jacobson, who started the project, and Mayor Stanley Mack, who spent most of his, I guess all of his term in here working on that project. And then I was the lucky one in the end that got to be down there when they signed the paperwork. So anyway, it was a very good trip, good meeting, and it was very productive. So with that, if there's no other public comments, the next meeting should be the second Thursday of March. And with that, I guess, no other comments, motion to adjourn.
So moved, this is Brenda.
Okay, motion by Brenda.
Second.
Second by Harold. Thank you, everybody, for your time.